Moy. We hope my camera on that garden. Now, just in connection with what Ravon says and Rashi. Now, so he mentions a certain kashe against the V. Against the V in Ksubes Dapsarik Beis. Now, all the Rishonim say that by get, it's not shayach to say baldovo, because inu yishom on inu shom ba, or as that's the lashon of the Rashbo, the Rambam, the Ram, and the Rambam says the same thing, sheinu yisurin kedin emomenes. There is no baldovo. So how is it that the Baal can be nare? It's on the basis of Baal Ashta. So Rebbe says in Rashi that when is the Baal capable of being nare? On the basis of Baal Ashta, that is only if he says it's mizuyin. So then he passes the whole raya. But if he says it's not mizuyin, that the chsime u'shalul ishmo, so that does not interfere with the Raya of Shtores. So mainly is no nemones. That's why Rashi says Chat Keneget Chat. Now, so Rashi says Chat Keneget Chat only in connection with this, with the Gemore Alib the Rab, but not in connection with the Gemore Alib the Rob, because Alib the Rob, the Yiru of the Baal is not any Shalom Yishmo, but that it's Mizuye. So there it's not chad l'gavechad. Then the Baal is Nemon because he's in Balashta. But Nemones of Baldobo is not Chayach by get. So yes, the Kashi. Now there is a Gemore in Ksubes, Daftzadik Veis. It's also in Bobokame, Dafches. It's in Bobitzir, Daf Yudalet. Omer Abayi, Ruvin Shemochasod Rishim and Bachayis. We also Balchim Terum. We could talk if we know. Dini who does or who being mufatale. The remote omale love of Horem the Diat. Machine domale, the Marcus Mineo Lyon. In other words, if Ruvain was borrowed $1,000 from Levi. Levi is the Malve, Ruvain is the Levi. And then Ruvain, after he borrowed $1,000 from Levi, Ruvain sold the Sode to Shimon. And then Levi tried to collect. He couldn't find any assets and any chosim by Ruvain. So Levi went to Ruvain's Likeach, to Shimon. The chosim Shimon. So then Osef Alchim to Ruvain and he wants to collect it from him. Now, So the Balchei the Ruvain Levi tries to collect from Shimon, the son. Shimon is the Likeach of Ruvain. So Abaye says that Ruvain can involve himself in the Din Torah as a Baldin. And Levi cannot say, I have no business with you. I'm not trying to take away anything from you. You don't have any assets. I'm trying to collect the sode from Shimon. The sode is in Shimon's rishus, not in your rishus. I am not going to tie me with you. You're not my baldvoi. He cannot say that because Ruvain can tell Levi, what do you mean? I'm not in baldin. Suppose you succeed in collecting the sode from Shimon, my lekeach, and I sold it to him. I sold it to him b'chayis. So in other words, I'm committed to Shimon to reimburse Shimon in case you collect the sode from him. So maybe I am an interested party, I'm in Baldin. You can't tell me that love will dwell in the deal. So Tesis says the kash. There is a loche of Tanine that all the times that the Meiche could successfully have presented. So if the Din Torah had been brought against him, so now when the Din Torah is brought against the Likeach, so Bezdin is staying all the times that the Meichel of that Rekeach could have successfully presented. So Mimele, what Tavkimine does it make, whether Ruvein involves himself as Ibaldin or not? Suppose he does not involve himself. So what? How can he help Shimon by involving himself as Ibaldin? By timing certain tainas, Monefsheh, if it is a taina that he could successfully present, so even if he does not involve himself as a baldin, Bezin will present these tainas on behalf of Shimon. Teyamil lekeach, Shimon is a lekeach of him. A very strong kash. So Teisa says, in the name of Rabbi, and that is the Ri, so that's the Rishite, that Loitanina Mizuyev. In other words, suppose Levi, the Balchev of Ruvein, comes to Shimer and he produces the shtar and he wants to collect. That shtar states that Ruvein borrowed from him, Levi, $1,000. And that is the sodeh that he owned, that Ruvein owned at that time. Now it's in the possession of Shimon, so there's a shibut on that sodeh. So he wants to collect on the basis of the shtar that he produces. But Ruvein wants to be taken. Ruvein feels that this shtar was forged. So if Ruvein will not involve himself as Ibaldin, then Bezdin will not present the taine of Mizuyev, because that's the rishite. So that's one of the rayas of the Ri, Loitanino Mizuyev will Lekeach. But if Ruvein will involve himself as a Baldin and Ruvein is staying in Tani's boy, I know it's Mizuyev, so then he will he'll prevent Ruvein, Levi, from collecting from Shimon unless he's Mikayim the Shtar. But if Levi will not be able to Mikayim the Shtar, then as a result of the involvement of Ruvein as a Baldin, so he will preclude Levi's collection of the Sodeh, recovery of the Sodeh from Shimon. So in other words, that's the Visrai. That's the Visrai. So he says, V'rabi hoi mitagdik desderim, di balchei v'ni yochel im tzeyedim v'kayim shtoyim, v'amre, di ruvin yochel itim mizuyev, lifi shiyedea bibiru imu mizuyev, avol shimen misofik ili yochel itim mizuyev, oz nafke mine tuve, v'chin ayershim misofik ili yochel itim mizuyev, hu al shtar shiitzu al aviyen, avol pishim balchei v'yochel itim. So in other words, that's the rishi. This is how he answers the kasha thesis. In other words, it's contrary to the text we see at that base of Dalet, in which Lofir is kind of faithful. That here text says the Tanina Mizuyev, because in Moikin we shall describe the Chobari, but the Rishit is that Loi Tanina Mizuyev. So this is what Ruvein will accomplish by involving himself as a body. So the Kashi is, or Rav himself asks a very strong Kashi. Here the Gemara says that the only reason as to why Ruvein can involve himself as a Baldin and be taken Mizuyev, because that's the whole purpose of his involvement as a Baldin. Otherwise he has nothing to gain, only to time to be taken Mizuyev. So the only reason as to why Ruvein can involve himself in the Din Torah as a Baldin and be taken Mizuyev, because he's an interested party. So the Gemara bases it upon the fact that he's an interested party. Because in case Levi will be successful in recovering the Sodeh from Shimon, then Shimon will proceed against Ruvein and to demand reimbursement. So that's the only reason as to why Ruvein can involve himself as a Baldin and be taken Mizuyev. But if not for that, let's say according to the first question of Abaye, only if Ruvein was Meichel Sod Shimon Bachayis, so then he's an interested party. But if Uvin was meichasod l'shimin shaloi b'achayes. He cannot be tame mizuyin. But Reuven, besides being a Baldova, true, in, here we're not dealing with the get, here we are dealing with Shtarovoy. Shtarovoy is so he's a Baldova. But besides being a Baldova, he's also a Balashtar. He's also a Balashtar. So Mimele, he should be able to be Tein Mizuye. He's a Balashtar. Levi produces against Shimon a Shtar that was allegedly executed by whom? By the alleged Levi. Who is the alleged Levi? Reuven. So Reuven is the Balashtar. So if Reuven is a Balashtar, apart from being a Baldovo, so he can be Tein Mizuye. Because as a Balashtar, the best Rai is get. The Baal is not a Baldovo, because the issue is not the property of the Baal, and still the Baal can be Tein Mizuye. So the Baal can be Tein Mizuye from the basis of Balashtar, not on the basis of Baldovo. So in this case, true that Reuven is a Baldovo. But apart from being a Baldovo, he is also a Balashtar. And Abaye bases the right of Reuven to involve himself as a Baldin and to retain Mizuye from the fact that he's a Baldovo. And because of that, if it's Yoloi Bachayas, so according to the first lotion, he cannot involve himself as a Baldi, because he's not an interest party. He cannot be Tein Mizuyev. And according to the Ri, that's the whole purpose of his involvement. So Mimele, the question is, but even Yoloi Bachayas, he should be able to be Tein Mizuyev as a Balashtar. As a Balashtar. So Kabalu remains with Tzolchim God. And that seems to be a very strong question. Now, so we have to answer that kasha. So in order to answer that kasha, we have to say, I think I mentioned at the beginning when we started to learn Gittin, I mean, when we went over the thesis, Yishol V'yeris Kaim V'chaismo, so I said that there is a possibility that even though Eino Yishol M'meini Shol Baal, Eino Yishol M'meini Shol Baal, so Mele is not a Baldova as far as the Kinyanisa is concerned, but and by Isha there is no other Kinyan except Kinyanisa, but there are certain Chiyuvi Momen, let's say the Ksuve, all the Shibudim of the Ksuve, so Mele, that's a Chiyuvi Momen. So vis-a-vis the Ksuve that the Isha will try to collect from the Baal, after the Gerishin, so he's certainly Baldovo. So Mimele, the Shita of the Ri could be that there is no Halochah of Nemones of Balashtar. There is no Halochah. How do we know that there is Nemones of Balashtar? The Rai is from Get. Because by Get, he's not a Baldovo, Eino Yisho Mamein Yisho Baal, and still if the Baal is married and says Mizuye, if he passes the Shtar. So it's not on the basis of Baldovo, but on the basis of Balashtar. That's the Rai. So the Rai will say, no, there is no Nemones of Balashtar to pass the Shtar. And the only reason as to why Levi can pass the Shtar, and Nisei can pass the Shtar, is a Baldovo. So then you ask, so how is it that the Baal can pass the Shtar? He's not a Baldovo, Eino Yisho M'meini Shol Baal. The answer is there are certain incidents of the marriage in which the Baal is a Baldovo, vis-a-vis the Ksuve. So the Baal is a Baldovo. And we see that one Mandomar in Yerushalmi says that even the Likuches can be Me'arir against the Get, that the Get is Mizuyin. What's the interest that, what's the Baldovo aspect of Likuches? They have no Shaiches with the marital relationship between the husband and wife. But if the Baal had a Sode that on which a Shibut was Chal, the Shibut of the Ksivu was Chal, and then the Baal sold it to Likuches, and then the Ishe tries to collect the ksuve fam fam de fam de that sode fam that karke, so the likuches can be me'aria, so the likuches are also valid void. But the likuches, so Rishonim point out that the likuches can only be me'aria in respect to the collection of the ksuve, but the likuches cannot be me'aria to pass the get and to prevent the ish from getting married. So the we would say that there is, and here when the Baal is ma'aria, so it's not only that he prevents the isha from collecting the ksuvo, he prevents the isha from getting married. So there is a difference between the iru of the likuches and the iru by the Baal. True, that in regard to the ksuve, the likuches are also valid for him, they are interested parties. Because the isha tries to collect the ksuve from the likuches, from the sode that was sold to the likuches, mimele they are valid dvorim, but their interested, their interest is completely detached from the marital relationship. It's only an accidental result of the marital relationship between the husband and wife. Because how did their the interest of the likuches arise? Because the Baal had a sode, and the Baal sold the sode to a certain likuch. So mele, that sode the ishe has his shibut on that sode. Now when the Baal divorced his wife, and the ishe is trying to collect the ksuve from that sode that is in the possession of the likuches, so mele the likuches are interested parties, but the interest of the likuches is an accidental result of the marital relationship between the husband and wife. It's not an essential incident of the marital relationship. So mele, even though the likuches are considered valid dvorim, they are only considered valid dvorim vis-a-vis the ksuve, but not vis-a-vis the heter of the isha to get married. Masha'in king ligabi the Baal, so the interest of the Baal in regard to the ksuve, and in regard to the ksuve, so he's a real baldobo. So the ksuve, this is an incident of the marital relationship, an essential incident, not an accidental result of the marital relationship. Vis-a-vis the likuches, so their interest, they have a monetary interest in passing the get, but that's only an accidental result of the marital relationship between the husband and wife. Masha'in came vis-a-vis the Baal, so the ksuve, the fact that he has to pay the ksuve to the isha, this is not an accidental result of the marital relationship, this is an essential incident of the marital relationship. Because the marital relationship involves certain monetary obligations from the husband to the wife. And one of the monetary obligations is the payment of the ksuve. And and when is it collectible? Upon the gerushin. So mele, this is not an accidental result of the marital relationship, but it's an essential incident of the marital relationship. So since he is a baldobo in regard to this monetary interest of the ksuve, and the monetary interest of the ksuve is an incident of the marital relationship, so he becomes a baldobo even in regard to the kinyanism. Masha'in came vis-a-vis the likuches. So the monetary interest of the likuches is only an accidental result of the marital relationship. It's an accidental result. Accidentally, the Baal sold that sode that was mishumet to the isha to a certain likuches. It's not an essential incident of the marital relationship. So vis-a-vis the likuches, he only becomes a baldobo ligabi diksube. Masha'in came vis-a-vis the Baal, so the fact that he is a baldobo ligabi diksube, which is an essential incident of the nisuin, so that makes him a baldobo even regard to the kinyanism. So mele, the shita of the Ri is that there is no nemones of Balashta. The other Rishonim Of course, all that there is the Moris of Lashda. The Rambam Shita is that the Baal can possibly get me the rice, but according to the Reed, there is no Moris of Baal Ashta. So the only reason is why a Balashtar can passel if he's Tein Mizuyev is because he's a Baldovo. And by get to he's a Baldovo. How is a Baldovo? But in the issue of initial Baal, but the Baal has certain monetary interests. So Mimele, and this monetary interest is an essential incident of the Nisuin. So because the Nisuin is Mechayevim in the Ksuvim. So Mimele, since he is a Baldovo in regard to the Ksuve, so he becomes a Baldovo in regard to the get as a whole. So Mimele, if he is Miyager, he passes the get and she cannot get married. All right. Now we're up to the Gemara. We hope my time will be over. Omaloch. So why doesn't Rabbi say like Rabbi that the Tamu von Echtam is because of Rishmo? So Omaloch, mi kotone before I Nechtam Rishmo. If the Tamu had been because of Rishmo, so then the Chachomim should be misakei, not that the Shliach should say not just before I Nechtam, but before I Nechtam Rishmo. But the Chachomim will not be sacking the days to say before I Nechtam Lishmo, just before I Nechtam. So it's a raya that it's not based upon Lishmo, but it's based upon Kim. Now there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tzves, and in Rashi itself we have two Mishnayos. One Loshin in Rashi is that according to Rabbi, so even though at the very outset he just says, Before I Nechtam, but then Bez asks him whether it's Lishmo, and then he has to spell it out that it is Lishmo. And then the second motion is that he doesn't have to spell it out, even later, he doesn't have to spell it out. But Stomen means Lishmo, and Teis Vashita is like the second motion Rashi. All right. V'Rabbe, so the question is, how does Rabbi say that the Tamu for the Nechta is because of Lishmo? Why you want the Chachom Misaki, you should spell it out at the very outset before I Nechta of Lishmo? If you are going to multiply in words, also if the Chachom would require the Shliach to say before I Nechta of Lishmo, for the Nechta of Lishmo, so he will meet something. And then it will be Mishanem in Matbeya Shetov Chachom. So it will be possible. So because of that, the Chachomim won't be sacking that he should say before the Nechtav Lishmo. So Mele, if he doesn't say, he's not Mishanim Matbeyash Tov Chachom. So the Gemara says, Hashtanam Osrim Mixi. So maybe even though he's not required to say before the Nechtav Lishmo, but maybe he just has to say before the Nechtav, maybe he'll omit one word. And he will not mention the Nechta. So the Gemara says, Chotem itlat goyis, Chotem itata loy goyis. If he had been required to say three words in connection with the Ksime, and three words in connection with the Ksime, so then there is a possibility that he will omit. But if he's required to say just two words in connection with the Ksime, and two words in connection with the Ksime, so it's highly unlikely that he will omit. All right. Now let's see the Rashi. Also the Mixi. Do ye ma kuri? Da amun li kamon kolam shalom madbiya shetom l'chachomim b'gif nabar mamza. Now that's the derech of Rashi. Now, we don't pass them like that avar mamza. That's only Rav Meir says. But the chachomim achilik, and we don't pass them like Rav Meir. But it's the derech of Rashi. The derech of Rashi. When he explains a certain gemore, so he'll explain it most of the time, according to the mandoma that we don't pass like. This is the derech of Rashi. But anyway, even though we don't pass like Hamea, so according to Chachomim, the Vlad is not a mamzer, but she's not allowed to get married, so they get his post. Chodem itlatei miskim for the nechta v'lishmo, guys, is in lomar for the nechta. Chodem itate, kim fanen ech tav lo igayet. Umeile shaylino lo yidich tav lishmo. Vom arein, this is the first Lashon Rashi. But then the second Lashon, and teisu shiri is like the second Lashon. Inam is tome koma, lishmo koma asi. Umiyu, I don't know why they put it lishmo in parentheses. Whenever something is put in parentheses, that means that it should be stricken out. But that does not have to be stricken out. Umiyu before an echtav, before an echtav, atzrechu, diksime uchsime binen lishmo, vichim dechol chode, milze ba penavshe, hiloi gaz. All right, and then the Gemara says, vi rabbe my time lo ma chode. So why doesn't Rabbi say my chode? Omaloch, im kei neisne, before nai nechtav, if the time is only because of kiyum, so all we should be concerned with should be the chsime, not the chsime. The chsime does not have to be the sky. So before the echt of Lomeli, shma min obin o lishmo, vihove. So that's a strong kashe against Rove. How does Rove explain it on the basis of kiyum? If the testimony from the echt of Lomeli is based upon kiyum, so all that the chachomim should require the shliach to say should be only before the echtam, not before the echtam. We go be din with less the ocher and king was lach do king stol the alma be the god so we says in the name actually so the shliach should only be required to sing for an echtam that's all not for an echtam but if the shliach had been required to say only for an echtam and not for an echtam and here the aloch is that even in dech the shliach is nemon but in king stol is other stol is the alma so we need to aid it. So if there hadn't been a special requirement of testifying in respect to the ksive as well, so then there wouldn't be any hekher, and then people would equate other shtores with get. And they would say, if the aloch had been, all that the shliach, the idechot has to testify to, is the ksime, and only the idechot can verify that. So then people would say, now, get requires kiyum, and other stories require kiyum. Get requires kiyum, and an idechot can verify it, can be mikayim it. So other stories too, an idechot can be mikayim it. And by other stories too, edim are required. So because of that, the chachomim were misakim that they should say before the nechtav too. So that for the nechtav, the additional expression of before the nechtav would serve as a heker, that get is unique. So mainly people will not equate other stories with get. People will not say just because get and idechot is nemon to be mikayim, so other stories too, because they will know that get is unique. V'oraye, get requires before the echtav also, other stories don't require any testimony in regard to the tzim. And the Rav Abidin would slach, el nimkei no slach mukve, b'ikim shtom ez alm b'idechot. Now let's see the Rashi. אם כי מתיים שבקיום פנחתם הוא אמר לי ברוב ובידים הוא לא אמר בואי נמי מנה הכתב אלו שבו אחת שכות אם כי הוא אמר בנה הכתב או שלחנו ודימו חבים של קיום עושה הוא אמר לכל זה שם הכל שתור אסתם ואחד מקיימי לא עושה חצה לי רומה מה קרה ניקסה מלהידי ורבי So how does Rabbi know that the time is because of Nishmo? What is Raya? Because if the time had been because of Kiyum, he shouldn't be required to say before the Nechtav. But what kind of a guy is it? He has to say before the Nechtav in order to supply a heker so that people should not mix up other stories with get. So Rabbi says, even without the requirement of saying before the Nechtav, people will not equate. People will know that there is a difference between get and other stories, and people, even without it from the testimony of the Nechtav, people will not equate other stories with get. Why? Because they know that get is different. How do they know that get is different? We have a mitom. Hosom yadino. Hoche bifona. Hosom yadino. Because over there, when two eidim amikai mishta, they don't have to say before the Nechtav. Before the Inu Nechtav, all they have to say is we recognize the signatures. Whether the signatories signed it in their presence or not is not important. Mashaykin here, the Chachomim emphasize the fact that before the Inu Nechtav, So people know that Get is distinguished from other stores. So even without the requirement of testifying as to the Ksive, people will know that there is a difference between Get and other stores and will not equate other stores with Get. Because over there we need two Eidim Sheirim to testify on the kingdom of the Chassimis. And a woman. So in other words, Rabbi is saying that even without the heker, even without the special testimony on the Ksive, so there is a heker that will prevent people from equating other stories with Get. So we have it. But isn't it so that even without the testimony from an echdav, there is a heker that Get is different than other stories? So Rabbi says, Oto hochek amdino yadino mil mehemne. Over two, here too, Yadinon is effective. So in other words, the Gemara is saying that there is a machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi as to whether Yadinon by Get is effective or not. According to Rabbi, Yadinon is effective. According to Rabbi, Yadinon is not effective. So according to Rabbi, that Yadinon is not effective, so melee without a special testimony on the Ksive, there is a heker. With the fact that Yadinon here is not effective. But according to Robert, Yadinon is effective here too. So without the special testimony on the Ksive, there wouldn't be any heker. Now there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. When the Gemara says that according to Rove, Yadinon is effective by Get. So according to Rashi, it means Yadinon by the Shliach himself, even though he's an Edechot. So according to Rove, it is enough. The Tosfos is chilek on Rashi. Tosfos says, no, Yadinon by the Shliach himself, who is only an Edechot, is ineffective even according to Rove. Because the mnemonis of the Shliach is based upon the fact with the Shliach made it daik. Mikore made it daik, also Luya Nafshe. So when do we say he's made it daik, he exercises great caution before he testifies, only if he testifies that in his presence it was signed. But if he just testifies, I recognize the signature, he doesn't testify that in his presence, so then he doesn't exercise so much caution. He's not so careful, because he can always have an excuse. In other words, if he'll be found out to have said the untruth, so we'll say, well, I made a mistake. Masha'inkin, if he sends me for an echdam, he will not be able to explain. So then everybody will know that he is just lying. But if he just testifies, Yadinon, I recognize, so then he'll be able to say, all right, I made a mistake. I can't make a mistake. I thought that this was the signature, and I made a mistake because it looked like the signature of the purporting signatories. So that's it. That is, so this is it is, that even Rove will be made it. That if the Shliach himself says Yadinon, so it's not effective. But when Rove says, Ki amrin Yadinon milo mehemde, that it is effective, he means when two Eidim will say Yadinon. But if one Eid will say Yadinon, the Shliach by himself will say Yadinon, so then even Rove will be made it's not effective. It's not effective. Rove only says it's effective if two will say Yadinon. So that means, according to Tosfos, according to Rabbi, even if two will say Adinon, it will not be effective. It will not be effective. Why? How can that be explained? If two say Adinon, why shouldn't it be effective? Because it's not effective because it's based upon Lishmo. So when they say I didn't answer, then they don't ascertain, they don't determine that it was Lishmo. They only determine that it was not forged, but not that it was Lishmo. So there is a machleket between Rashi and Tesis as to whether when Rove says that Yadinon is effective, so according to Rashi, it means even Yadinon by one is effective by yet, and according to Tesis, Yadinon by one is ineffective even according to Rove. But when Rove says that Yadinon is effective, it means Yadinon by two. Now let's see Rashi. Hoche before I come. Vekomuchen, that's the right answer. Hoche ishemem, imi viyoket lachaver, tobe omu before I nechtav mem, kiditam ferik beizel, anashin imo eslima vibale, baldova vizhi beizel, ashtar, ashtar shulei, hoche baldova memo, ho ish atru vikit vizayam, mit yashtiches, gindom ala vailo, al tizgash vizu bezdu, vashin itzakolim before I nechtav, vore nechtav. Oto hoche koma yedei ani mili hemon, hoi yudei taimim shim kiyumehu, yoma yedei ani mchsim esi deidim, mili hemon, dimali before I mali, Yideyani, mal Yideyani, vichim di hocheu, ilad im atzachino nama aksil di tebe hekia vikipu nishtores, oce la achlife, so Rove says, vikipu nishtores da alme, li kamino bi idechot. Now, the thesis. Oce la achlife, vikipu nishtores da alme, vim teima, kivns, so what does Rove say? That the whole reason is why the shliach has to testify, and exile is to prevent and achlufe with kim shtores dal vim tema kim din tema yo im von der nacht aber mich mach gut be am ei post nicht be be von der nacht fragt ihr achrin zwei mich hat ihr ich so der mich ne says in the second pairing the tiv the shliach says before nay if the shliach says before nay nachtam kule but before nay nachtav chetzi achrin before the Nechtav Chatzi Achen, but Chetzi Rishin was not before the Nechtav. So then it is possible. But if he says, before Nai Nechtam Kule, and before Nai Nechtav Chetzi Rishin, then it is a good yet. So if we say, like Rabbi, that the whole reason of before the Nechtav, before the Nechtam, is based upon Lishmo, so then you understand very well. Because the Shliach has to verify and has to establish that the Chsime was Lishmo and the Chsime was Lishmo. What's the essential part of the Chsime? That is the Chetirishin. Because the Chetirishin contains all the important information. The name of the husband, the name of the wife, the name of the place, and Ariat Meteres L'Chololo. So Mele, that is the important thing. So because of that, if he says, before I Nechtav Chetirishin, that's the important thing. And before I nechtam kulei, but chetzi achrei was not nechtam before night. So chetzi achrei, the teifes, that contains unimportant information. Unimportant information. The essential information is contained in the chetzi rishin, the teire. The teire. So we understand this why. If he says before I nechtam chetzi rishin, but chetzi achrei was not before I nechtav, so it's good. Because in that case he determines, he establishes that the important part of the text of the get was Lishmo. And as to the unimportant part of the text of the get, we don't care. But according to Rove, so you do not have to establish that it was Lishmo. We only have to be mekayem the get. And the only reason is why the shliach has to testify as to the ksive is to prevent an achlufe. So as long as he testifies as to part of the text in the get, that in itself should be a heker and prevent achluf. Veishleim abu chetzi rishin yesh b'shemen yishvo yishvo azman shu yikra get min kamitzer lo as achluf. So Rabbe says, midom, ho som. In other words, even without it before I left out, there wouldn't be an achluf in Kim Shtor Dalme because people know that there are differences between get and shtores. What are the differences? Because by get, Yadinon is not good, but by other shtores it is good. Hoche before Naya, will you date email? Vitaim et Hashoma before I. So the question is, why does Rabbi say that your dati is not, your dati is not good. Why isn't it good? The answer is, v'tayim v'dachshoma b'fonei ne'achtam, v'ne'achtam, dayek t'vei, v'mora anafshi t'vei, ki shoma b'fonei nasa hakeh v'hu lo yirom, v'chshim lo yadati. Because when he said your dati, he'll be able to explain that he really didn't lie and he thought so, he made a mistake. But when he says, before night, so then he will not be able to explain. So he exercises more caution if he's required to say before night. So what is the Gemara saying? According to Rabbi, your dati is not affected by that. According to Rabbi, it is affected. Now the Maram is kashi on the stainsves. How does stainsves say? V'amayim hani dat l'rabbi k'mulrovi. Al kochoch mishum v'rabbi have a time mishum lishmo. No, the things we just finished saying that the reason is why your dati is not good enough is because when he says before nechtam v'nechtam daik tvei. So it's not because rabbi is his leader. I'm sorry, it's not because l'rabbi is have a time mishum lishmo. But because when he says before night, so then he's daik tvei. Then when he says your dati. So how does Teisve say that the Gemara is here arguing in a circle? The Gemara is not arguing in a circle. Because the reason is why, according to Rabbi, your dati is not effective is because by your dati we cannot say, made it die. So there is no reasoning in a circle. So the Maram explains it on the basis of what Teisve says in the next thesis. Teisve says in the next thesis, Teisve is Chelek HaRashi. And Teisve holds that Yodati by one Shliach is ineffective even according to Rove. Is ineffective even according to Rove. So when does Rove say that Yadinon is effective? Only Yadinon by two. So that means the Rabbi that is Chelek, he holds that even Yadinon by two Eidi is ineffective. So why should Yadinon by two be Shleim Yadinon by one? So it has to be based upon Midr Dayek. So if it doesn't say before night, so the Midr Dayek is like it. But when two say Yadinon, then it's a real Eidi. I'm going to say this is the best Biro. This is the best Biro possible. So Mele. So why does Rabbi say that even Yadinon by two, which is a good Biro, Midraise is ineffective? So why does Rabbi say that even Yadinon by two is ineffective? So that must be explained on the basis of the Shmo. Because when the Shliach says before Nai, so then he verifies, he establishes that it's will Shmo. But when even two Eidim say Yadinon, so they don't verify that it's Lishmo. So that's the reason. So now Teisus Kashi is, when Teisus says, Vintema Amaylam Hanu Yodati, it doesn't mean Yodati by one. He means Yodanu by two. So why is Yodanu by two not effective according to Rabbi? After all, it's a good Biro. It's not going to say this. So because Rabbi Lishito say, so Mimele Vintema Amaylam Hanu Yodati, he referring to Yodanu, the Rabbi, Poyl Rove Al Kochoch, Mishum the Rabbi have a time Mishum Lishmo. And when two Eidim say Yodanu, so they are not establishing that it's Lishmo. Vakat Tikshe Rabbi Maitan Lama Krove, the first time Mishum Kium, Vyel Yodati Mitzot before the Nechta Vos Lachlufe. So then the Kashi is, so the Gemara is arguing in a circle. Vimeri, no, that it's not in a circle. The Mikeach Masnis in Berish Perik Beis, Diktone Echon Himmel von den Echtam, Shnai Himmel von den Echtam Kosher, Mashmol El Rabbe Di Yodan Lamahan, it's not in a circle. But Rabbi is Midayik from the Loshna Mishne. Because the Loshna Mishne is Echon Himmel von den Echtam, Shnai Himmel von den Echtam is Kosher.
So the Mishnah uses the Lashon Shnayim for the Necht and the Kosher. If the Halacha had been that Yodamu is effective, so the Mishnah didn't have to say Ushnayim for the Necht and Kosher, but the Mishnah could say Echonim for the Necht. Ushnayim Yodamu Makir Monosachsime is Kosher. Why does the Mishnah say Ushnayim before the Necht and Kosher? So it's a Raya. That when is it kosher? Only when the Shnayim test say before Nay, before Nay. But if they just say Yodanu Matirun as Achsimis, so then it's not kosher. Why isn't it kosher? But it's a good kiyum. The answer is because we have to establish that it's Lishmo. Oto kam Yeranu Nem, the period between Tres, Hoyu the daytime of Mishukiyum, and Fonem Mali Yudeani. Mash mashar etzal ha'ima, tishliach mehem unkyom ha'yedei ani. V'yod in okso rashi shit is, that according to Rove, if the shliach by himself, even though he's a nidech, says yedei ani, so he's nehem. V'od in okat kamre, yodanu lo sharabim lemagyum yedaiti, mishna shpukhidal mekom. Ulil li boi lemeim ha'yodati kibnaye, so why doesn't the Gemara? When the Gemara asked before, Nafkimine between Rabbi Stam and Rabbi Stam, why doesn't the Gemara mention Nafkimine? Yodati Kebenai. So according to Rabbi, it's no good. According to Rabbi, it is good. So the answer is, So the Gemara only wanted to mention such cases where according to one mandama, so he is required to say for Nechtav, according to Adam and Doma, not. The Gemara did not want to mention any difference in the formulation of the testimony. Alright. Anyway, that's Rashi Shiva. Aval Teinu, the Bechol Tuchte no Katl Rove before Nechtav Lavdav. So then it follows, according to Rove, whenever the Gemara mentions, emphasizes before Nechtav, it's Lavdav before Nechtav. All that the Shliach has to say is, that I'm familiar with the signature of the alleged AD, and I recognize that this is their genuine signature. That's all. How is it? The Gemara always emphasizes before I left. Void, Ibichad Namem Hane Yodaiti, Heri Koma Rove Berish Per Gladys, Afil Huvacher Meeting, Al Simatze Chedi Post. Now, let's turn to the Gemara at this moment. Come down. The Mishnah says, the first Mishnah that is one double. If the Shliach says before a Nechta of Kure, or before a Nechta of Fetzie, so it's possible. Because he is only testifying on one signature, not on both signatures. So that's not good. That's Omar Afrizdeh, Vafil Shnayim Yidim Achsim Asiyah Chein Impossible. In other words, even though the Shliach testified on the Ksive before a Nechta of Kure, and on one signature, and the other signature, so two edim amikayim, so it's also possible. My time, or you could be king my get, or you could be takones racham. Mask of the Rove. And the Ksivi is testified to by the Shliach.
So then it's not over.
That when the Mishnah said it for the Nechtar, before a Nechta of Kulei, before a Nechta of Hefti Posu, it's reference the case, Afil Hu V'Acher Midi Nachsim Asya Cheni,
is Posu.
Afil Hu V'Acher Midi Nachsim Asya Cheni Posu.
In other words, he said before a Nechta of Kulei, U before a Nechta of Hefti, and then he together with another, a stranger. So they are Makir the Chsim Asya.
So it's possible. Why my time was lachufe became stores the army because nothing nakirimena apum the chatzade. Because when two edim asayna nishta, and then the two edim, each one of them says, Zexaviodi, Zexaviodi, so then it becomes mikuyim. But suppose there were two signatories, so one signatory died. And the other aid is alive. And then the surviving aid testifies on his own chsime. So that is alright on his own chsime.
And in addition, he testifies under Sime of his friend, of his cosimeter. And then another person also testifies under Sime of the cosimeter. So then it's not good. Why? Because the Torah says Al Pishnai Medim Yokum Dovo. So that means that each one of the two Eidim has to accomplish 50%. Mashem can hear. So he testifies like this, if the other signatory had been alive, and each one would testify on his own signature, so each one would accomplish 50%. But in this case, where the surviving witness testifies on his signature, and on the signature of the deceased witness, and there is another aide who joins him in testifying on the signature of the deceased witness, so that means by testifying on his own signature he already accomplished 50%, and then he joins with another witness to testify on the signature of the deceased witness, so again, so it's 25 and 25. So in other words, he, the surviving witness, accomplishes 75% and the stranger accomplishes 25%. That's not in consonance with the Exosakosu Val Pishnai Meim Yokum Dovo. So in order that there should be Machlokes Kishtor Zalme, so even is, so in the case where the Shliach says before the Nechtav Kulei and before the Nechtav Chetzei, and then he testifies together with another aid and the other signature, so it's similar to the case of one witness testifying on his signature and on the signature of the deceased together with another one. So in order that people shouldn't say that in other stories it's all right that one should accomplish 75% and the other one 25%, so here they also pass. All right. This is so maskul of Rashi. Me kemidin lumosi kiu ikul dibure kosher Rashi kachal badai pasu. Oh, so this is the kashe. Voi, I bichad na man yedati. Hei rikom arove vrishpil beis afilu uvach elu nasim esi shim. Pasu, di lo yad vela ishli ak maka shtich sime esa ve kosher. Vahashti mishim bo echot ma shuk lisai bichsim asheni. Is he posel? So, if according to Rove, Yodati, by the Shliach himself, is enough. Now in this case, so our one Chsime he says before now, and the other Chsime he says Yodati. And he's joined by another aid. So suppose he hadn't been joined by another aid, it would be kosher. It would be kosher. And just because he's joined by another aid, he becomes possible. Aber da die bekommt respire ich also da ein hode pochler auf asche mit mir los mit gold kosher mit kaum mit zwei klauche und rove tebika wie nie die odati go im hane auf und rove at sie immer von ein nachta wie nachta mich die da ich bei ich brasch so now it is so is not like rashi that according to rove it's only good if two aid him say odam but if the shliach by himself and the echot says odati then Rove is made that it's not enough. So maybe we cannot ask the Kashe, how could Rove have such a Salvinaitoch that if he is joined with another A testifying, saying Yodati on the other signature, so then it's not good. So according to Rashi Pshat, that Yodati by itself, according to Rove, is enough. So then it was very strange. So if he hadn't been joined, it would be good. And if he's joined, it should be possible. But according to Teisves, so if he hadn't been joined, it certainly wouldn't be good. So Mele, Rove said, that even if he's joined, it's not good. So Ravash asks, if he's joined, and he together with another aid, say Yodanu, so then it shouldn't be worse than when one says before. Vohem, before Hashem Mishulem. Oh, to come here, Danu, Shai, Mal, Mishikam, Gizeh, Milim, Hemne, Hoi, Lum, Hanem, Zeh, Kiyum, Lim, Hanem, Mishol, Shtore, Zos, Lachut. So now, the Machleke between Rashi and Teisves is, according to Rove, so Rashi says that according to Rove, so even Yodati by one is effective by Get, and according to Teisves, Rove only says that your danu by two is affected by get, but your dati by one, even Rovi is made it satav. Kiv la ram yedanu, kushin di shmoto vode chosh petares, lishkir the maizig ite, vich maizig kosher, osel ach lupfe. All right, now the Gemara. Ul rabbi do amal vishim kinu lishmo, man hay tani bo yiksim lishmo, bo yiksim lishmo. Ir a player, sim a boy, sim a boy, the dynamic is in the karate, cause I'm from the karate, talks of hospital nurse, no le kosh. So we see that in regard to mechuber, so the evid, it's kosher, even though the ksime was mechuber. So the same thing should be true of nishmo, that it should be kosher. And here, in view of the fact that Chachomim required him to say, before I nechtav, so that means if either the ksive or the ksive shalom yishmo, it's possible in the Eved. Because if it wouldn't be possible in the Eved, the Chachom wouldn't require the Shliach to say before I nechtav. And before I nechtav, here bless the ksive boy, ksive boy, boy. So why does he have to testify on the Chesime also? V'chiteime leilom rablezer, v'chili boye rablezer chesime lishmo midrais, midrabonon boye, v'ashrei shekitim surin dirabonon, v'loi boye rablezer chesime lishmo, ditnan gidmo gidim surin, v'nisabat kosher, v'sabat kosher, v'sabat levedim, yish levedim bizman, yish bizman leidechot, harei leil shrei shekitim surin, v'nisabat kosher. So according to rabonon of rablezer themselves, So it is only possible with Rabbonot. It is only possible with Rabbonot. And Reb Lezer is chaylik, and he says that even with Rabbonot it's not possible. Reb Lezer, im rav pishin al veidim, or shoshlof veidim, kosher gim chosim shibodim, shinichismim, ala getam tikeilom. So even with Rabbonot it's not possible. And in Reidim Chesim Lagetum Tikeilom. So there is a machlekes between the Rambam and Tesis. According to Tesis, when the blessed says in Reidim Chesim Lagetum Tikeilom, so it's only an Eitzet Eive. But there is no chiyuv even lechatchile mid Rabbanon that Eidim should sign again. It's only an Eitzet Eive. According to the Rambam, lechatchile mid Rabbanon, it is necessary that the Eidim should sign. But the Eved, even according to the Rambam, it is not necessary. It is kosher. And since it is kosher the Eved, so maybe the Shliach shouldn't have to say before the Nechtav. So and here the Mishnah says that the Shliach has to say before the Nechtav or before the Nechtav. So it's a raya that it's possible in the Eved. Who is the Tane that passes in the Eved? On the basis of Psime Shalom Yishmo, or on the basis of Psime Shalom Yishmo, according to Rameya, it's possible the Eved, if the Psime Shalom Yishmo, according to Rablezer, it's possible the Eved, if the Psime Shalom Yishmo, but who is the Tane who requires both? Well, Rameya, if you hear Rameya, Psime Yishmo, the Reis, the Rabbon and Boye, from Rab Nachman, Rameya, from Matzvash, because most of the Kosh. So that means that if the Rabbon is not required, that when Rav Nachman says, it's kosher with the Rabbon, it's possible. No, he can't say that. Since he says, he doesn't say, he says, that means, Mamesh, even with Rabbon, Chosmos is kosher. Elo, Leilom Rablezer, Yivichili Boy Rablezer Chsime, Yichad Lekei Nivlau, Yichad Lekei Nivboi, Domar Rabbe, Yid Rablezer, Bumtut Mitevich, and Shul Pos. So the Gemara is saying that the Mishneh calls with Rablezer, and two Rablezer holds that Sime has to be Lishmo, and Misile Kase, so when the Torah says Mikosav, it has reference. It is reference only to the Ksive, so the Ksive has to be Lishmo, and Ksive does not have to be Lishmo because Ksive is not required altogether, so Ksive is not required altogether. So if the Ket doesn't have it in Ksive, so it's good, if Midrabon, Masha'im came if it has in Ksive, and the Ksive signed it to Lishmo, then it is possible. Now, according to most Rishonim, it is possible with Rabon, but there is a Shittas Hagenim. There is a Shilagenin, and the Rashba mentions a Shite, which he finally rejects, that it's possible with Raisi. That it is possible with Raisi. Alright. Rav Asher Omar, Romana Rabbi Yudahi, Itnan Rabbi Yudah Peis, Lashnik Smosek Smosek Mitosh, umikore mai kainen matrina le kabude. So the more it is there, matrina remeya nistamas nisremeya. Matrina rablezne kainen katskavose begin. All right. Now just go over the Rashi. Ira meya doma ikash tar zuch simose חסינו לשמו בו ידחיקוס, דחיקסי וכוס להחסים מקסי, כתוב לכמה סביר המחו בקושה. ואמר רב דחסי וכוס ונוסי בשביל מחוסר וכסים ונסיני יוצא שם מחוסר וכסי וכסי ונסיני אף לא חכים דחוס מנטור ושמח של רמיה. אלו מביקוס המקרוא החסינו. אין קייס ומחת כלה המחו בה שמייחתם במחו בה ומיפס, כתפרגי שסבור אחרי מפורם פרק בייץ. ואיר רב לזה דומה מדרייסי כשינו חסום לו וכושר, אלו מביקוס הכסי ודמשו. כסי ובו ידשמו ולא יחסים. So the chesime is not required. So and if you are going to say that mit rabbonon, the has to have chesime Rav Lezer requires chesime. So it's a mishnah foreshes that Rav Lezer doesn't require chesime even mit rabbonon, because the rabbonon of Rav Lezer in that mishnah of Gimel Gidin only required mit rabbonon, and Rav Lezer is chelik on the rabbonon. So he holds that even with Rabbonon, it's not required. Shloisha gittim psulim. Vikochoshiv, bifirik basach, hanayi no veidin. The Rabbonon comes to tzvaya, afil tanakam elehave, elu mit Rabbonon, mit on nisabat kosher, liboy rabbeza chsime, upolik ali rabbezer, da afil chatchile tinosi, al psulim Rabbonon amal eslei. Shloisha gittim psulim chatchile, koza birsav yoda yidah bal, ואם בזמן באיזה זמן נכתב, ואם בלמידך עוד כסב ידי ספר, ואם ניזה נבלת כושר, אהו מתנקה מגובר לפוס לנו מרבונון, ומפה לקבל עזרה לאיש, מה מנה אפילו לך תחיל למחש? וגי ואם מחוס משבודים, so here we have two רישי מסרשי, when Rebleza says, וגי ואם מחוס משבודים, so according to one לושן רשי, it has reference to a get, Now, so what does get to do with Gvir from the Chosim Shibodin? That's the Gavid Iksuvi. So, he tziyon gito veini oksuvoso gave iksuvoso. So the blessing is saying that if the Isha produced the get, and she produced it, the Isha testifying that the get was nimsak to the Isha from the Baal, in their presence, even though he does not have any chsime the get, so the Isha with that get, can collect from the likuches, the ksuvim. From the ksuvim. That's one loshen. Another loshen in Rashi is that when Rav Lezer says, we give a chosim shibodim, it has reference to other shtaras, to shtar al voye. It's not words. The shayle is, the shayle in between the two lishenis and Rashi is whether shtar al voye, whether a malve can give it from the kuches, from the chosim shibodim, with the shtar alvoye that has no idechsime, that has just a misire. So I call it one loshne rashi, a malve if he produces a shtar alvoye that has no idechsime, but has a misire, so he can collect from the likuches, according to the other loshne rashi, in order that the malve should be able to collect from the likuches, the shtar alvoye must have idechsime. So then the raya of the shtar is intrinsic in the shtar. Mashenke, if the shtar alvoy does not have a dechsime, he just has a misire, so there is a raya. But the raya is not intrinsic, it's not inherent in the shtar. It always has to bring, to produce the misire in best. But suppose the misire will go away with the sayam, then he has no intrinsic raya. So in order to be able to be given from the chosim shibodim with the shtar alvoye, then there must be an intrinsic raya in the shtar. So that when does the shtar possess an intrinsic raya, an inherent raya, only when if it has in chesime. But if it has in misire, so it does not possess an intrinsic raya. So Rashi says, we give him the chosim shibodim, give him ksuvos, because the chosim shibodim did not miksu as itzi, or get him ksuvo, give him ksuvos. So, according to the first question in Rashi, the Gevim Chosim Shibodim applies only to Ksuve. So there she is given not on the basis of the Shtar Ksuve, but on the basis of the Get. We see your Get in the Ksuvoso, Gevim Ksuvoso. Masherim Kein Shtar Alvoye, where the Malve has to be given on the basis of the Shtar, so then only if the Shtar is in the Ksuve, so then there is, the Raya is inherent, intrinsic, in the Shtar, then it can be David. That's according to the first Loshen. According to the second Loshen, it would every Shtar Voye, the Malbe can be Gebe, without it, Asime. Lishtar Chine, Gebe Chosu Shimodim, Im Shtar Milve, Im Shtar Milve, Who gave Chosu Shimodim, Shtar Chim Name Kol, Get Kedom Abalman, Get Chim Shema Chayis, El Tutik No Elom, Shem Yemuseidim, Shuvi Leides, Lifichoch Noah Bulachtein, From the Russian of Rashi, it's much more like Teisves, that it's only Leitzetebe. Because if Rashi should have been like the Riff and the Rambam, that with Rabbon Lechatrile, it requires, so you shouldn't say, no, Agolachtem, it's not a question of practice, it's not a question of Minek, it's a Din, only Lechatrile, but Lechatrile is also a Din. So it's mashma from Rashi that he agrees with Teisves. It's only as next day. The Ritaim and the Reis must be Lord Rav Nachman. The Ochoim and Rav Mir Latim and Goyle. The Meimah the Havel and Rav Nachman the Ameiru and Fushle Milse. The Tepe Kchur Bemenei. The Misne Oche. Oy Meroy Rav Mir Advar Teiru Afu Motsi Vashem. Since he doesn't say Oy Meroy Rav Mir Advar Teiru. So it's the implication is that if with Rabbonon it's all right. ויש אוכל גסים, ויחיל איבוי רבלי זה יחסים מחלקת עם כלל, כלי מה, כלו יחסים מסעדה עלי כלל, שעתת פי מה שתחסים עליהם, וישאלו לשמוע, דהבו למזויות מתייחי, מזויות מתייחי, so even though רבלי זה doesn't require יחסים לשמוע עם רבונון, but if it has יחסים אין, יחסים ישאלו לשמוע, then it's worse. Why? Because made רבלי זה במזויות מתייחי, Rababi mentions that in connection with Ahishtamatante, the similar intrigise, Ishtamatone, upon which the signatories were two brothers-in-law. They are claiming to each other. So Rababi said that, and he tended to be seen at Shere, not the Chere. So Rababi said it's possible in Rabban. Why? Because Mizuyah Piteche. So the Gemara here equates a get that has a dechsim et sherim, but shaloi lishmo with a shtar that has a dechsim et psulim and has a gemisim. B'imzui et piteichei, shechos makor v'posol, shaloi lishmo, from Rashi's Loshen, it's mashma that he agrees with the Rashbo, not with Teisves, because according to Teisves, it's two separate mizui et piteichei. According to Teisves, so the mizui et piteichei, of craving being signed on it and then having it in Misire is possible because of Rechoshe Dil Moslem Mismachalai. But the Mizuyev Miteichei of craving being signed on again, but Shalom Ishmo and having it in Misire is possible because of his special Zere of Chsimoto Ksive. So it's two separate Mizuyev Miteicheis, two separate timing, and Rashi equated Bichode Machte. Rashi equates it Bichode Machte. Rashi says, "Bizuyef miteiche shechosam olof korev v'posul oy shalui lishmo." So it's more mashma. It's more mashma. So that Rashi agrees with the shita of the Rashba. Rashi agrees with the shita of the Rashba. But if Rashi agrees with the shita of the Rashba, so then what Ravel says on the Rashi that Gimel Medale cannot be said. All right. So that would present the difference. Now. ומכל המעלה מתמנה קרב יהודי תחיל מעדין ומחיתים כמה נשנו כרב יהוד בזה אם חזב על זה בגידים בואו נמצא בו יתמחס מקושה בואו חנות מינה לו בפרק בס up to now I'm really late now Rashi Rashi mentions And the Mishnah, Rebezarim Erachal Pishimu Aveidim, or Shinos Nakaidim Kosher, we gave him a Chosim Shibodim, Shinayim Chisma, I get on Tikkun Eilom, so Rashi mentions two Pshotim. One Pshat is the first Pshat, is that we gave him Chosim Shibodim as reference to Ksuvi. So then he's not gave it through the Ksuvi, he's gave it through the Get, and even without the Ksuvi, so he can be gave it. We mock him shame case with Ksuve. So he still can be gave it because it's a Klai Bezer. So in other words, so it is nothing. So according to the first Loshneh Rashi, this Mishneh does not tell us any din ligabei shtar al-Gol. Only here, since the get is effective, So Tzia get veinimok sevos, veinimok sevoso is givik sevoso. The second lotion is that givik chosim shibodim has reference to shtar alvoye. So then the Mishnah tells us a chidesh that the shtar alvoye itself can be given with edim misirah, even without erechsim. Even without erechsim. Now, so then, now Teisve says, we gave him a chosim shibodim, lo shesheni pirash bekuntres, im shtar mil behu, gave him a chosim shibodim. V'chein yiru rabotam ikra, da'afilu bishor shtores, gave him a misirah a chosim shibodim, ki dimashma beferik basra, דאמרה בהלוכה כרבלזר בגין ובשור שטורס לאוי וקטונה בגין ומחוסים שבודים אלמד רבלזר עיר נאמה בשור שטורס. So there is a מחלקס in Gemore as to whether רבלזר's din of any מסירה קרסה whether it applies only to Gittin or it applies to שור שטורס too. And Rav says that the halacha is like Rav Lezer, not only in Gittin, but even in Shor Shtores also. So that means that the Shtar Alvoye can be given from the Chosin Mishibodim with just any Misir. Because the Befer, the Omer Befer get Poshut, who is Aksav Yodim Bebez? Mao. Mao Sheyigven Mishab. What is who is Aksav Yodim Bebez? Who is Aksav Yodim Bebez? So the Rashbam says, they are Basra. In other words, the Leve, Ruvain borrowed money, borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. So Ruvain the Leve gave him a ksav, he wrote on a piece of paper that I hereby admit or testify that I borrowed $1,000 from you, Shimon. And he gave it, and he wrote it in his ksaviat, in his own handwriting. And then he came to Bezdin, and he was meiser at the Bezdin. So, in other words, he testified before Bezdin that this is his handwriting. So Bezdin, when he submitted this note to Bezdin, and he verified his own handwriting, so Bezdin wrote on the back of that piece of paper an ashad. An ashad. In other words, a hempek. Hempek really means an authorization. The English word for it. In other words, that this is his handwriting. So he gave it to Shimon. Then Shimon wants to collect from the Kuches, from the Chosim Shibodi. So that's the Abayin de Gemore. Can he collect from the Chosim Shibodi? Does it have a din of a new Bishtar, as if it had been signed by Edim? Even though it wasn't signed, but it was just written in his own handwriting. So maybe since it was authenticated by him, and Bezdin wrote the hempek, the ashart, so mainly it has a din like a real shtar or not. It does not have a din of a real shtar. When does it have a din of a shtar? If it has edim, but it doesn't have edim. That's the abaya. בואי מן הרבה ברב נוסף מרוויחה הוא זאת כסב יודי בזד מי הוא זאת כסב יודי בזד מי מה לך הזמן שבוס עלי עלי ולמעל וכסב יודי שהוא חי ולמומי הוא בו בבזד והידי בפניהם שהוא כסב יודי וכוס הוא בבזד המפק הוא עמית רשאר אתם וקים השטר מי מי כאן מי כאן מי אמרי לנערים ומעט כשטר שיש בידי ויג ומשבתי but then you say he didn't spell out that it should be given chos mishibodim. So we say, achai, so we say, well, suppose it had in echsime. Even though it's not mentioned in the shtar, that the leve is mishabed in chosim to the malve, so it still gave you a pasca, achai, so we say, well. The fact that it wasn't mentioned in the shtar is due to an oversight by the sefer. So here too, due to his own oversight, he wrote it with his own handwriting. So just as we say, Ligavi Shtadet as Igachsime, it's an oversight by the Sefer, so here it's his own oversight. The Achayas, we give him Shabbat, the Achayas to his Sefer, the whole Shtabil, the Mechina, Shechetz, from the Eidim, give him Shabbat, Kiru Kosovo, the Achayas. Or you deal more, Kiru Shtar, in a male, Ishu Shtar. אל להחזיק מבז נקמי שהויה מכינו לכן, שאילו ימוס העילים אולי בן, לא יוכל ליתן שטר זה מזויפו, לבז נקיימו, ויגבה בהמרבה, וגם זה לא יגבה עוד נחלם, ולא החהן הבז של יוכל ליתן אולי מהעין זה קצת יחד. So the other alternative in the Bible in Mori is that the handpack by Bezdin is only effective that he shouldn't be able to be makhish like this if Bezdin didn't try the handpack. So how do we know that it's his own handwriting? But since Bezdin wrote the handpack, so he's not in a position to be makhish. So but he can only be geiver from the chosim mechirim, from the chosim shibodin now. That's the Bible. So then Rabbi Yechanan said, Omar Lei, Afal Pishi Hu, Zak Sabyon Ebi Bezden, Eini Gei Velom Nechosim Nechel. Mosi, so it's not, he cannot be Gei Chosim Shimon. Mosi, Rabbi Bachome, Shlei Shigit, Nusur Im Nisabat Kosha, Vele, Kosa Ber Sabyon Ebi Lovedi, Mish Lovedi Ebi Bezman, Yish Bezman Ebi Lovedi Echot, Harei Lo Shlei Shigit, Nusur Im, Vim Nisabat Kosha, Rabbi Lezarei Mir, Afal Pishi Lovedi, Mosh Nosim Nechidim, Kosha Ebi Gei Chosim Shimon. So we see, so we see that he can be gave. So what's the raya? So we see that he can be gave with any misire. With any misire, he can also be gave from the chosim shibodi. So the gemara. So there are two girses in the terrace of the gemara. One girse is shalom hosom di mishas ksube with the shibit nafshi. This girse corresponds with the first lashon in Rashi. That when the Mishnah says we give a chosim shibodim, it does not have reference to shtar alvoye. It has reference to a get, and we see a get veinam ksuvoso, so gave a ksuvoso. So mimele, if the get is in the misire, so the get is a good get, so she is mikureshes. So mimele, he can be gave, so the ishe can be gave the ksuv. But inochaname, a shtar alvoye within the misire, without inasime, cannot be gave. Cannot be gay. So this is one girls. The other girls, so this girls say Shalosom Lash Subeshibit Nafshe corresponds with the first Lashon Rashi. Then the other girls is, and the other girls is the girls say by most Rashi. Not Mishas Subeshibit Nafshe, but Mishas Ksiveshibit Nafshe. Mishas Ksiveshibit Nafshe. So he says, so the Rashbam says, Shana Hosom, the Mishas Ksiva with Shibit Nafshi. Now the second girl says Mishas Ksiva Shibit Nafshi corresponds with the second Lashon Rashi. That when it says, Vigim Chosm Shibodim, it has reference to every Shtar Alvoye. So we see that the Shtar Alvoye that has no Eder Sine, so he's also, can also be given a Chosm Shibodim. So why shouldn't two Zak Sabyodim be best? True, he doesn't have Eder Sine. But if it doesn't misire, so it doesn't have the chsime either. Still it can be gave. So Ksav Yode shouldn't be worse than Ishtar that has any misire, no any chsime. Because the reason is why Rabbi Yechanan said, Eini Gimu Chosm Nechirin is because Rabbi Yechanan said in effect that in order to be gave Chosm Shibodim, the Ishtar must have any chsime. Who's a Ksav Yode be best? So he doesn't have any chsime. So if it has any misire, it doesn't have any misire, any chsime, it shouldn't be given from the chosim shibodim. But the Mishnah says it is given. So the Gemara gives the Teretz, Shano hoso, the Mishas ksive shvud yishivet nafshi. Ki she nichtav ashtar, the Rashbam explains it, nichtav ki bilo imesme bifnei edim, she edim misire dem keim edim chsime. Hil kach kibdil Reb Lezer in the misire karse, ki lo nechtimu bisich ashtar donit. In other words, over there, so he gave a shtar, and the shtar was executed for the purpose of being mason the shtar in the presence of any misire. So Mimele, the misire, his intention was that instead, the misire should be in lieu of the yachsime. Now, if somebody executes a shtar, that is signed by the chsime, so then it's given b'chosim shibodim because it's a heft of shtar. So in this case, according to Reb Lezer, if he executes a shtar with the intention that it should become a shtar not by the chsime but through edim sire, so it has the same effect as a shtar that becomes a shtar through edim chsime. So mainly it can be given from b'chosim shibodim. Shano also the shtar ksi די בישאַסקסיב אודישן נאַפש כי שניכט באשטאַר ניכט דאַפט די מייסטע גנייד שגיעו אי די מסיר אבי כמי נחסיר היו קאקי מי דבר בלזר אי די מסיר אי כעסה כי הוא נחת מו בסיר השטר בבי אבל אונו מבוי לו בהיצי קסב יודי בעלמי ששמי שלאי מחוסם בי שזה מוסלי במקי מידוי שלא יוכל לרזר וליך בבי למה פורייתי כל זמן שחסי מוסי ביד מלווי שלא ינעשה השטר בלושן של שטר שהייתי מחסומן בי ואחר זמן הרזיקו בבזדן, וכשיובואו כמילו על פה הרי, ויסו לו ימוצא בזדן בקיומון, לעשיס שטר שיש באחייס נחוסים, שהרי לא ילתעס כן נכתב מתחיל, כן נרבה. So, right, so according to the second verse, so the Rashbam explains that the Gemara is saying that אין לך נעמי, a star that does not have interesim but it has any misire. So it was executed as a star, but instead of making it into a star through Edersime. He made it into a star through the Misire, the Kolitra Blazer, and the Misire can also make it into a star. So the mail it can be gave from the Chosim, Mishubodim, Mashein Kein, Mashein Kein, and who's actually Yodim Ibezin? So it wasn't executed as a star with Edim. So it doesn't have a Chalazdi star, it is just a Edoye. So even though it's all like Samyodim Ibezin, So the Idoye is already certain. I mean, there is no doubt that this piece of paper incorporates a Idoye. But the Chalais Dishtar doesn't have, because it doesn't have any. It doesn't have Eidech Sime, nor does it have any Misire. All right, now, let's see. So this is as follows. Now, So, the Russian Shady Pierce, the Kuntres in Stamil, who gave the Hosm Shimon. We came here in the Rabbitanik, that will be sure stories gave it in Syria, the Hosm Shimon, to the Mashma of Philip Bass, the Marava Lohek and Reza begin, who be sure stories loy, but Tony became the Hosm Shimon, out with the Reza Rai, the Name be sure stories, because Yom Abigat Poshut, who Zaks of Yodi be best, Mao, Pierce, Mao Shiik, the Mishabli. ומייסה מהר דגיד, דקטונה וגיב וחוסם שיבודי, ומשנה שעוסם וגיד כסובה. So he mentions the גירסה, the first גירסה, משעס כסובה שלו נפשם. משמע דווקא בגד דיירה ולא משעור שטורס. All right, so what is the parrots? That's only one גירסה, but the other גירסה is משעס כסובה שלו נפשם. So this is what Jesus says. וירשבם גורס עוסם, שענו עוסם למשעס כסובה שלו נפשם. פירוש כשנכת ושתר נכתב מייסד נעדים שאידי מסיר בכי מלחסימי והה בכל כאילו עדים חסומים אבל איל איבו ילון חוזק סביודי ביבזן ומוסבי גלדם עצמי ונסחם נלוידוי אלוי לעשי שתר שיהיה לקייל והוסום לייל אפילו ישחזק ביבזן אפילו ישחזק ביבזן נא So, in other words, so we have two Gersois in the Gemara. According to one Gersay, the Gemara in Moro Pasre, Mishas Ksuve Shivet Nafshei, so only Get can be given from the Chosim Shibor. Only Elisha can be given the Ksuve with the Get that has any Misire. Because then, her right to collect is based upon the Get, the Shtakiyan of the Get, not upon the Ksuve. She doesn't even need the Ksuve. Masha'im King Shtore Alvoye, So there, see, she has the if it doesn't have any chesime, just any misire, it cannot be given. So the malve cannot be given. That's one she. The other girl says mishas chesime shibet nafshei. So that means that with any misire alone, you can be given from the chosim mishibot. You can be given from the chosim mishibot. So this is how it's mashma from thesis that according to the girl says. Of Mishas Ksive Shibet Nafshei, so a shtar alvoye with Eidim Misire, without Eidim Chesime, can be given from the Chosim Shimon. Why? Because according to Rav Lezer, Eidim Misire comes. Now, but according to the Girse of Mishas Ksive Shibet Nafshei, so a shtar alvoye without Eidim Chesime, or just Eidim Misire, cannot be given from the Chosim Shimon. Why not? But according to Rav Lezer, in the Misire comes. So there is a machlekes rishonim as to whether Eder Sima is also Kase, but Eder Sima is certainly Kase. So why do so many Rishayim, all the Rishayim who are there is Mishas Ksuve Shivet Nafshei, hold that Ishtar Alvoye without Eder Sima, with Eder Sima cannot be gave. Why not? Why shouldn't they be able to be gave? It's Eder Sima Kase. So the answer is, Lifluk, that two that Eder Sima Kase, now, and according, let's say, to Teisves, so according to one Loshen in Teisves, if Ishtar does not have any Misira, just in Yechzime, it's ineffective even by Ishtar Ator. In other words, so according to Rablezer, Ishtar becomes Ishtar Kinyan only through any Misira, but through any Yechzime not. But there is a Loche, any Machsum Lashtar, Nask Nachkulis Mimezen. So what Rablezer denies the whole Aloche? The answer is, there are two alochas in shtar. One aloch in shtar is that shtar can affect the other. Let's say, through shtar, an isha can be divorced. Through shtar, an isha can become kodeshes. Through shtar, title can be transferred in karka from the nesim to the mikabel. That's shtar kinyan. And then, shtar is also, there's another aloch of shtar. Shtar serves as a raya. Shtar serves as a raya. Let's say, the shtar mechira, if the kinyan took place, for kesef, and then the meicher gives the likeach a shtar. So what's the purpose of the shtar? Only to serve as a raya. In other words, the meicher could execute the shtar that through the shtar title should be transferred. But even if the title is transferred through kesef or through chazoke, so still the meicher can execute the shtar and to give it to the likeach, so the likeach will have his hands a raya of shtores. So there is another aloche. The shtar is ishtaray. So the machlekes between Rablezer and Rablezer, Rab Meir and Rablezer, as to whether the simikase, the misirikase, that's in regard to the shtakian aspect of shtores. So according to Rab Meir, the shtakian aspect is established through Yerchime, according to Rabbi Lezer, it's established through Misire. But as far as the Shtaraya aspect is concerned, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Lezer, that the Yerchime effect, they established the Shtaraya. That's the aloha of it, Machsumul Ashtar, Nashkach, Vizim Bez. And Teisve says, now, the Hamletam Shite is, that according to Rabbi Lezer, so Yerchime without any Misire is no good. And he says, and even according to Rabbi Meir, if the get is in Echsime, but there's no in Echsire, so she is not migracious, because of the aloche of in Doba Shebeyavo Pochus Mishnayim Likim Adonai. So Rabbi Tam himself has the kashe. So whenever a Nishon produces a get, and the get is in Echsime, so then we say, Bezdin will give her a psak din to get married. She doesn't have to produce in Echsire in Bezdin. Suppose the Nisha comes to Bezdin and she says, I had the Misira, but the Misira died. The Misira went to Dinas Hayam. But she produces Ishtar, and Ishtar is in the Sime. So Bezdin will still give her a head, a Psak Din, to get married. But how and what basis? Maybe there was no in the Misira. So Rabbi Tam says, so because of the Aloch of it, Lachsum Ashtar, Ashkar, Nisim, Bezdin, so if the Isha produces a get, and the get is in Echsime, so then we say in Stome Behach Shanase, everything was done kidas v'kidin. If the Isha produces a get, so we announce Sade, that everything was done kidas v'kidin. And according to Rabbi Tam, there must be a Misira, even according to Rabbi Meir, there must be a Misira. Because of Indor Shebeah Pohas Mishnayim Likim Adavo. So the Meile, through the Echsime, announce Sade that there were a Misira. So, and what is that based? Upon the Raya of Shtores. So there is no doubt that as far as the Shtaraya aspect is concerned, so even Rabbi Lezer is made that the Yechzime established the Shtaraya. The machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbono and Rabbi Lezer, between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lezer, is on the question as whether the Yechzime can affect Ishtar Kinyan. But Ishtaraya, they certainly affect. So in Mele, the Rishayim who say that who have the Gilse, Shana Hoson Dimishas Ksuve Shivet Nafshei. Only get can be gave with any Misira the Ksuve from Hosom Shimonim. The Isha can be gave through a get that had any Misira, no Eid Chsime. the Ksuvia from Chos Mishibodim, but the Shtal Goye cannot be given from Chos Mishibodim within the Misirei. They hold that according to Rav Lezer, the Misirei Kase, so that means that the Misirei may get into Shtar Kinyan, but the Shtaraye can only be affected by the Nersime. And even if it is in the Misirei, but you cannot staple the Misirei to the Shtar Goye, impossible. So in other words, the raya of the Misirei is always extrinsic. It's extraneous to the Shtar Goye. So because you can only prove it by producing the Misirei. If you don't produce, if the Malve doesn't produce the Misirei, so then there is no raya. So even if he does produce the Misirei, so it means that the raya is extraneous. It's extrinsic. It's not intrinsic. Oh, what kind of a raya is intrinsic? Only if the shtar has a nirsime. So then the raya is inside the shtar. It's intrinsic, it's inherent in the shtar. All that the malve has to do is just to show, to present the shtar. So memele, in order to be a shtar raya, then the raya must be intrinsic in the shtar, not extrinsic. And the shita of these Rishenim is, that Milval Peh, now the question is this, and on that there is a Machlekes Rishenim. The halacha is that Milval Peh is given in Nechosim Nechel. Milv Mishtar is only given from Nechosim Mishabot. One Mandoma says, and we pass it like that Mandoma, the Dvar Teiro, Echot Milval Peh, Echot Milv Mishtar, given Nechosim Mishabot. And but the Chachomim Mo Misakei, Mishum Takones Alikuches. So the Chachomim Mo Misakei that the Milval Peh should not be able to be given Mechosim Mishibodim, because if the Milval Peh would be able to be given Mechosim Mishibodim, so then the Likuches wouldn't be protected. It wouldn't be protected. So because of that, the Chachomim of Misakein, that the Milv Alpeh cannot be given Mechosim Shibodim. But the Milv Bishtar can be given Mechosim Shibodim. So the question is, once the Chachomim of Misakein, that the Milv Alpeh cannot be given, and the Milv Bishtar can be given, what was the Chachonis Chachomim? That because of Pseidu Dilikuches, so the Chachomim of Misakein, and they now minimize that the Milv Alpeh is given Mechosim Shibodim. So what levies the shibut? What imposes the shibut? The alvoye itself. If a milv al peh can be given from the kuches, so what imposes the lien on the sode, even when it's in the possession of the kuches? What imposes the shibut on the sode? The milve, the fact that the leve owes the malve, that imposes a shibut as in the chos. That's midrais. But with Rabbanon, he cannot be gave. So that means that the Chachomim or Misakei, that the Milve cannot impose a Shibut on the Chosim. But in order to impose a Shibut on the Chosim, then he must execute the Shtar, and the Shtar has to impose the Shibut on the Chosim. If so, so the Shtar has what kind of a din? Shtar Kinyan. If the Takonis Chachomim was that the milve cannot impose a shibut on the chosim. Midraise, the milve itself imposes a shibut. Without a shibut. But the Chachomim or Misakei, that the milve, milval peh is not given. So the mele, the Chachomim, were mafkia the shibut that the milve can impose upon the chosim. But they were Misakei, that only if you execute a shtar, then a lien is imposed upon the chosim of the leve. So it is. It is the shtar that affects the shibut al nechosim. So maybe the shtar has to be a shtar kinyan. Oh no! Since midrais, a milve al peh is also given nechosim chayev. But the chachomim mishum pseidu likuches wo mafkia the shibut. But in order to protect the likuches, all that the chachomim had to be misakein was to be mafkia the shibut in the milve al peh. But they did not have, in order to protect the likuches, they did not have to be mafkia
the shibu in the new mishtar, because the new mishtar has a call. So mele the lechos, the likuches will be protected anyway. So since the chachonim were only mafkia the shibut in the milveh alpe, but in the milveh mishtar they won't mafkia the shibut. So that means if the milveh is backed up by the raya of shtores, so then the milveh is mishabet. Me the raya said the milveh is mishabet regardless whether the milveh is corroborated by the raya of shtores or not. But the chachomim are misaken that only that kind of a milveh that can be that is proven, that is corroborated, and that is backed by the shtaraye, so that kind of a milveh imposes a shibut. So mainly the shtar doesn't have to be shtarkiye. All that the shtar has to be is a shtaraye. So that's the question. What was the takonas chachomim? So at this point, there seems to be a machlekes between Teisves and the Teisves Rid. Further in it. Now the halacha is that the machlekes between Teisves and the Teisves Rid is the chof omud beizigin. Now the halacha is that the get has to be written on the paper on the parchment of the Baal. But the Baal, because the Torah says vikosa vinosa, so that means that if the Baal will write the get on the paper, that on the parchment that belongs to the Isha, so the get is